up, boys and girls. Welcome to that one show that you love to turn up until your nose bleeds buttermilk. KBMF 102.5 presents Rocks Jocks. I am the metal man, Sean Rocks, a walking, talking, hard rocking sports encyclopedia. Here to bring you the doldrums of July's sports action. Yes, the doldrums of July, as three of the major sports are sleeping. So only one to talk about. But first, don't forget, Stodden Park on Monday nights, the Metal Shop Ringers. Throwing them horseshoes and bringing home a city championship trophy maybe this year, or maybe not. It's horseshoes. It's a good time. Stodden Park on Monday nights. So we're at All-Star break for baseball. So I thought we'd take a look at the standings and see where your favorite team might be and my favorite team might be at the All-Star break. In the AL East, it's the Orioles and the Yankees and the Red Sox, with the Tampa Bay Rays trailing behind, and the Blue Jays also hanging behind in last place, 14 games back. But that's the most games back in that division. Rays are 10, Red Sox 4.5, so at least three teams still in there. All-Star break in the East. In the Central, where my beloved Detroit Tigers lie, the Cleveland Guardians are leading, with the Minnesota Twins 4.5 back and the Kansas City Royals 7. My Tigers in fourth place at 12 games behind, but they beat them nasty Dodgers this weekend pretty good. The White Sox, well, we won't even talk about the White Sox. In the AL West, it's the Mariners. I'll be damned. The Mariners. They're one game ahead of the Houston Astros and five games ahead of the defending champion Texas Rangers. With the Angels and the A's out of it by All-Star break. But there's a three-team race there in the AL West. Pretty much a three-team race in all three divisions there. Let's go to the National League, where the Phillies are leading the East and are 8.5 games ahead of Atlanta. The Phillies playing some really good ball this season and have a not an insurmountable lead, but a surmountable lead, 8.5 over the Braves. The Mets at 12.5 behind in third, and the Nats and the Marlins, well, they're just playing to be spoilers, I guess. Marlins and the Nats. Maybe next year for you fans. In the Central, it's the Brewers. They are 4.5 games ahead of the Cardinals, with the Pirates in third, 6.5 back, the Reds 8 back, and the Cubs 8.5 back. So that whole division, every team's still in it at the All-Star break. Headed to the West, where them nasty Dodgers lie. They are 7 games up on the Diamondbacks. Also 7 games up on the Padres. 9 on the Giants and the Rockies. Well, they're a team that's already history at the old All-Star break. The Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani. Will he win the MVP without putting on a glove? Would that be crazy to have an MVP that never put on a baseball glove, yet was the most valuable player of baseball? If he wins the Triple Crown, mark my words, he will be a baseball player that wins the MVP without putting on a glove. And that would be deserving, but yet still pretty hard to fathom that an MVP could play without putting a glove on. Anyway, go Shohei. That's the only thing we like about the Dodgers around here. All right. I'm going to go outside and play. I suggest that you all do the same. I know it's hot out. Keep, hydrated and go to the water park. What the heck? Reminding you, I'm Sean Rocks, the Metal Man, sports guru, reminding you to listen to my Metal Shop radio show. It's every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. now, and it's 39th year Breaking Your Neck. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm the Metal Man, the sports guru, the sports encyclopedia saying, until next week, in the meantime, in between time, that's it. Another edition of Roxy Joxy. Peace, love, rock and roll.